It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Congratulations to President Donald Trump. The Associated Press was the outlier. Took him till about an hour ago to confirm Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. They're still, for some reason, deciding in some of these states. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. Once Trump won Pennsylvania, the game was over. And then, of course, Wisconsin. And I heard fireworks going off in my neighborhood last night. Scott, I don't know. I've got Scott Schneider from Donuts Delights in the studio with us this morning because he delivered us some fantastic donuts to celebrate in the shape of a 4 and a 7. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That is outstanding. So I find out that I moved to St. Charles and Scott and I are now neighbors. Were you awake at midnight?
11:50,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear the fireworks?
I did.
Okay. I don't know who was putting fireworks off in my neighborhood, but when Fox called it for Trump last night as a projected winner, somebody was ready, and they had fireworks going off.
Oh, that was me, Mark.
Oh, was that you?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. No, I wish.
I wish I'd thought about that. I didn't even think about it, but yeah, thank you, Scott, for coming in and bringing us some donuts. To They're celebratory donuts this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we deserve it.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Thank you. No, but I'll post a picture of this up on the Facebook page. A big 4 and a 7 with the sprinkles on top of it. Fantastic. Kim's showing it to the camera there if you're watching on X or a Rumble or Facebook or YouTube this morning, and we'll get that posted soon. But, Scott, I'm glad you came into the studio. I wanted to thank you. As part of our first responder Thanksgiving, we honor our first responders. You've been great about that. Whenever we've gone to Veterans Day parades or whatever, you're always giving donuts to first responders. And this year, he's picking each week a first responder that we're highlighting, and you're going to deliver some donuts to him. Thank you.
I am.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, thanks for putting the effort out there, because you know we've got a long month, right? Till it's there's like an extra few days in this month, so we're going to be going with our ATF raffle right up until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So each Friday we'll be delivering some Grillmaster Tony food, and I think on Thursdays some donuts are going to be delivered, and we're just doing all we can to thank our first responders this month. So thanks for all you do at Donut Delight up there in Florissant at Dunn Road and New Halls Ferry.
Yes.
Easy to get
much.
To. You bet, man. Thank you for coming in.
No worries.
We appreciate
you. It. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Lots to get to. Lots of election results in addition to just the presidential race. So we're going to move ahead with that right now. Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And we love the family, and we're going to have a great 4 years, and we're going to turn our country around, make it something very special.
Yeah, part of the president's comments last night was he was out speaking to the crowd. It was after midnight. I know it was. I didn't probably get to fall asleep till close to 1 o'clock, and he was just then getting ready to speak.
Firefighters, police, farmers, truckers, those who work in healthcare, construction industry, small business leaders. These organizations stepped up. We wouldn't be here without you. Thank you to all the endorsed organizations.
Yeah. Governor-elect Mike Kehoe there speaking last night to his crowd, thanking everyone who had endorsed him in the race. And, of course, he'll be the next governor of the state of Missouri.
But I tell you what Missouri has said tonight is loud and clear. Missouri has said that we believe in this country, that God is not done with America yet.
Yeah, how about that? A 14-point win for Josh Hawley in that U.S. Senate race. 41% of the people still voted for Lucas Kuntz, despite the fact that you cannot trust him on a shooting range.
This is going to be big in Pennsylvania. It's going to be big in Michigan. It's going to be big in Wisconsin. And everybody needs to take a deep breath. Those are the three states we need.
Maybe she knew Trump was going to win big. I don't think so, though. That was Claire Bear McCaskill last night on MSDNC doing what she gets paid to do, right? Going out and trying to reassure people that despite what they were seeing, despite what their own decision desk, I'm sure, was seeing as well with their exit polling, Kamala Harris did not turn out the votes that she was going to need. She didn't even surpass Biden in any of these precincts. None of her votes were higher than what Biden got 4 years ago.
Black men came out much stronger for Trump. Latino voters came out much stronger for Trump. I mean, he was flipping some of these counties that for decades have gone to the Democratic candidate. This was very big.
Listen to Jake Tapper on CNN last night. He was working the board, and he was trying to figure out whether or not they could how he was doing around the country, and his reporter was trying to explain it to him, and he was just thunderstruck. He couldn't believe it.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we can show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything in the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
Literally? She's not outperforming Biden in even literally one county? They couldn't believe it. I mean, they were watching the result. They're like, well, now wait now. They're on North Carolina. Don't wait. Charlotte, Mecklenburg County is still going to come in. We got to wait here because she's polling higher. And then they go and look at it and they realize that her turnout is lower than what Joe Biden had 4 years ago. So the mix of votes that came in, even though they were in favor overwhelmingly in favor of her, still weren't enough to overcome the deficit from the red areas.
Yep.
And you saw that happen over and over again in Georgia, in North Carolina. Of course, then we started to watch it take shape in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, but nobody wanted to make the call because all night long, all they wanted to preach was the blue wall. Mm-hmm. She's still going to have to rely on the blue wall. Guess what this morning? The blue wall is red. Except for Michigan. They haven't called Michigan yet from anything I've seen this morning. But even Michigan was trending toward Donald Trump. They just haven't made the call yet.
By the way, I do think, I mean, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, they were key, I believe, in bringing Trump this victory. But we have to give credit to Elon Musk. I think that him buying Twitter and not censoring us like so many other social media platforms do, like Facebook, I mean, YouTube, yeah, everything. Yeah. That was absolutely a game changer when it came to the way things panned out. And him getting so involved with the campaign.
Oh, he and Rogan. Well,
Rogan, I'm a little disappointed in Rogan waiting until the last minute. Now, I'll take the endorsement over no endorsement. I wish he'd come out sooner. And I have to wonder, you know, he made the comment that Kamala wouldn't come do the interview or unless she really wanted it on her terms, right? You have to come to me and it's only an hour, not 3 hours. Yes. I wonder if she would have done that interview, if it would have changed anything, if he would have just opted to not make an endorsement.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they waited so long. I mean, clearly, you know, maybe if Monica Lewinsky had come out a few days sooner, it might have turned the corner.
I think so.
It might have made a difference.
Yeah.
It might have. But, you know, her history of bad judgment kind of precedes her. So maybe that didn't help at all. I will say they've already started pointing fingers. We're going to get to more on that for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I've also got Steve Rupp a little bit later. Obviously, Amendment 3-1, but we have to have a plan moving forward for what we do to try to save lives in the state of Missouri. We'll talk that over with Steve Rupp, who I'm sure will counsel us on this very issue. He's very good at that. We're going to talk to him at about 7:35. We'll be
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Good news for Kamala Harris this morning. McDonald's is hiring. So while she may never have worked there as a poor college student, there are jobs available now, which she'll be looking for starting in January.
Keep in mind, if you come work at a McDonald's in Missouri, minimum wage will be going up and they will be forced to give her a certain number of paid sick days.
I'm just saying. It sounds ready-made for her. So she's got the Ronald on the phone this morning, and I'm sure she's looking for a job.
Do we think Joe Biden is celebrating, by the way? He did not go to her watch party. He instead watched from a few miles down the road. That says a lot.
So I saw a meme, and a link to a news story that Jill Biden had sent a message to. The story suggested, it might have been the Daily Mail, that Jill Biden had sent a message to the Harris campaign, because when she went to vote, she went in an all-red outfit, like a red jacket, a red skirt. She was wearing all red when she went to vote. I mean, I don't know if that had anything to do with her thought process or not. Now, I do think for somebody that should be more politically astute than that, maybe wearing red to the polls on Election Day might not have been the best idea, given the color of the hat that I'm wearing this morning. But I don't know if she was sending a message or not.
I really think he may have been trying to sabotage her campaign. I mean, how many pressers did he have at the exact same time as Kamala Harris that pulled some of the media coverage away from her? Now, I understand Biden doesn't even realize where he is, what his name is half the time. So now it'd be easy for him to have the slip ups like garbage. But I have to wonder if some of that may have been a little more intentional than we initially thought.
I saw, of course, the tongue in cheek tweet yesterday early in the evening where it said Joe Biden has come out and made a statement announcing he's certain he's going to win tonight. Seriously, the guy got poleaxed. He did. He got stabbed right between the shoulder blades by his own party. And I'm sure to some extent that was orchestrated by Kamala Harris and her supporters. Mm-hmm. I know he's a little bitter about that. But on the networks last night, I was waiting for it, and I finally heard it. It came from Kristen Welker over at NBC News, because they've got to throw somebody under the bus. It can't be Kamala Harris's fault that she was the worst candidate since Hillary Clinton. Maybe a worse candidate than Hillary Clinton. I don't know. Clinton came with a lot of baggage, right? She didn't have as much baggage, but she had a colorful past. Let's put it that way. And I don't know. I mean, she's not nearly as good on policy and all that as Hillary Clinton. She could sit down and do a 2-hour interview with somebody on policy. She could do that. She had the ability to do that. But here's what Kristen Welker said last night on MSNBC as they were digesting the fact that Fox basically had called Trump the projected winner. Listen.
Well, and that's what makes the timing, I think, of President Biden's decision to step down after the debate something that if she does, in fact, lose, will be under a microscope, because, of course, there was so much discussion even over the summer about potentially having an open primary and having that fight play out within the Democratic Party. So I think it's one of the big questions moving forward.
I don't think you can say it was Biden's decision to step down. I believe it was Nancy Pelosi and others forcing him to step down, threatening him until he made the quote unquote decision to step down.
He was forced. I mean, I guess the question is, do you think he would have fared better than her? I don't think so. I think she probably got more votes than he would have gotten.
Not at his current state. No, I mean, he could barely put a sentence together. He said we beat Medicare.
Right. So MSNBC's thinking, so what's next for Democrats in this case? What are they going to have to do now? They're not willing to admit that Democrat policies were rejected yesterday, although I would say a 312 electoral vote win is as close to a mandate as you're going to get. I mean, short of Ronald Reagan beating Walter Mondale in everything but the state of Minnesota, right? That's the only state Walter Mondale won. Ronald Reagan won all 49 other states when he beat him. So it wasn't that bad of a beatdown, but there's no doubt that it's a mandate against the policies of the Democratic Party and therefore Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but not on MSNBC.
Listen. And there are warning signs for everybody here, but if the working class, non-college educated voter is now increasingly a Republican voter, Democrats have to rethink the way in which they sell their policies.
They don't need to change their policies. They need to rethink the way they sell their policies to the uneducated masses who are suddenly voting for Donald Trump. Right now, they just threw the, you know, non-college educated people under the bus. Mm-hmm. How dare you go out and vote for the Republican Party?
People realize their policies are not actually helping them like they say that they are. Yeah. I think it worked against Kamala Harris that she has been vice president for coming up on 4 years now, because the number one question that I heard anyone interviewing her was, you say you want to do all these things, you will do these things, we're going to turn a page. Why have you not done them? And she really surprisingly never had a good answer to that. You'd think that that would be something her staffers would make sure she had a zipped up button. I mean, perfect answer.
Perfect answer.
And never did I hear her come up with a good excuse for that.
I think incapable of doing that, maybe. Right. And what time does she come? They said she'd be back at Howard University this morning, unless they're in a room of lawyers right now trying to figure out how they could possibly challenge this in Pennsylvania and or Wisconsin. It doesn't matter. They'd have to challenge Pennsylvania. I don't even think Wisconsin's in play here. They'd have to challenge the outcome in Pennsylvania and claim that they had more votes or votes were suppressed or something. Because with Alaska, which Trump had a 15 or 16 point lead in the last poll I saw for Alaska, although they hadn't called it yet as of the time we went on the air this morning at 5. I'll have to go back and double check that. And it's probably, you know, it's still 3 a.m, 4 a.m. in Alaska. So I doubt if they've started counting again. That's kind of where we stand this morning, in case you're just waking up. Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business, find out how the markets are reacting to that news this morning. We'll be right back. Hey, since most of you are in a really good mood this morning, do me a large and go on your phone and text the word responder to 33100. When you do that, you're going to automatically get a text back with a link to contribute to the ATF raffle we're doing with Responder Rescue. It's the three great prizes. All three of them are worth over $1,000. The rifle they're auctioning off from the range worth $2,100. There's a basket of bourbon. There's an evening at Litz Cigar Lounge. I mean, this is going to be three fantastic prizes. Plus, there may be a surprise prize thrown in as well with one of those prizes. And I'm not going to announce it yet, but it's going to be huge. They're only $1 a ticket, minimum $10. But the more you buy, the more extra tickets you get. It's really easy. That's the easiest way for you to enter. You can go to my website and look for our First Responder Thanksgiving ATF raffle at 971talk.com or text Responder to 33100. Please buy tickets. All of the money, 100% of that money, is going to go to my friends at Responder Rescue, and to help, they help out our first responders every single day with paying bills and whatever problems they might have. All right, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, there's absolutely nothing going on this morning to talk about. How about how you doing? How you doing?
Well, I have to say I'm a little hurt. I hear there's cocktails over there yet again me.
Yeah, I don't know if you're watching this on social media or not, but I did bring in the bottle of desk bourbon this morning for Carl and I to maybe have a little celebratory nip at some point near the end of the show, you know, because we're celebrating here.
Why not now?
Well,
Why not now?
I'm not drinking the bourbon, Nicole, but we do have like three boxes of donuts right
vodka.
Now in the studio. No, I don't want vodka, but thank you. For that,
I was just
Carl.
Say thanks for specifying at the end of the show.
Carl, it's 6:30 in the morning.
I've been up.
We've been up for a while now, right? In fact, I'm running on about 2 hours of sleep right now, so it's pure adrenaline.
But I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep, but I feel like I'm ready to go. I could go run a marathon right now.
I'm going to hit the wall here at some point.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of us will, I think. By the way, you're going to be able to walk into offices and probably get an idea of how people voted, because you're going to see people like us who are very excited and like, let's go, let's tackle the day. And then you're going to see people walking in with their heads held a little lower.
Well, we did set up a safe space in one of the corner offices here, just in case.
Maybe a calming jar or a coloring book for people who are really upset.
There will be people in the building who need that today. Hug a snowflake. What's going on out there, Nicole?
All right, got to pull myself together. Okay. Futures are sharply higher. The Dow up by more than 1,300 points after Donald Trump's presidential win. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 427. The NASDAQ up 259. And the S&P 500 up 70. Treasury yields surged this morning as Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election. The 10-year Treasury yield jumped 18 basis points to trade at 4.47%, hitting its highest level since July, as investors bet a Trump presidency will increase economic growth along with fiscal spending. Solar stocks are selling off as clean energy investors show concern for Donald Trump's presidential win. Traders are worried that Trump will repeal the Inflation Reduction Act if Republicans manage to secure unified control of the government. Bitcoin rallied overnight, hitting an all-time high as Donald Trump racked up key wins in swing states. The price of the flagship cryptocurrency touched a record of $75,000, and that's according to Coinmetrics. Shares of Tesla surged 15% as investors bet a Donald Trump election victory would benefit major backer and CEO of the carmaker, Elon Musk. Last month, Musk donated almost $75 million to America PAC, which was established earlier in the year to support the Republican nominee. Shares in former President Donald Trump's media company pushed higher after NBC News declared him the winner of the 2024 presidential election. Trump Media and Technology Group shares were last up about 30% after surging more than 50% and above $51 a share. And finally, Mazda is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles, including Mazda CX-70 and CX-90 models. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said during vehicle startup, the defroster, seatbelt warning, and more may not function properly, which could increase the risk of a crash.
That was Mazda? Is that right?
Yes, that was Mazda.
Well, at least it's not, you know, you're going to risk it exploding, because I've heard those before where you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to turn my car on and possibly explode today. Let's find out.
Yeah, I heard the DNC is trying to recall their model, too. Maybe
look
too
at
late.
But I'm bummed
you both.
I'm going to give that to you. There you go.
Look at you both looking at the silver lining.
Nicole,
Mark with the jokes today, by the way.
Have a great morning. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your bourbon.
Yeah, we will. Thank you. At some point.
Have you even had bourbon and you're on fire with your jokes?
Oh, I haven't had anything yet except a donut, part of a donut. I keep running out of time to finish eating it. But yeah, I did need the sugar, I'll have to say. So thanks to our friends at Donut Delight for dropping off three beautiful boxes of donuts and one in the shape of a 47. It's beautiful. I got to put that picture up on the Facebook page here shortly for sure. You know what? We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and get to this caller, Kim. This is my friend Daryl, who I haven't talked to in a while. Daryl, how are you feeling this morning?
Hey, man, listen, we still have Jesus.
So I'm great.
You know what?
I'm Jesus and Trump.
I said that. I said, regardless of what happens, Jesus is still on the throne.
Yeah, we still have Jesus, so I'm great. You know, I'm telling you, it's not Ronald Reagan. It's dawn in America. I'm in shock. But like they say, the uneducated white guys, that's what they wanted.
No, those used to all be Democrats. This morning on MSNBC, they were lamenting the fact that those voters have switched from the Democratic Party because those are the working men and women of this country, and they've realized that Democrat policies were not benefiting them.
And to add to that, black men and Latino voters came out in droves for Donald Trump last night.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to share this with you guys, and I'm going to let you go on, because this is your day. This is your day, and I want you guys to enjoy it. And I don't want to put no pin in the balloon, let the helium out, and none of that good stuff. You know, we're seeing how Trump enacting and all this kind of stuff. So we know that something is wrong, whether you guys want to admit it or not.
Something's wrong with Trump?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you listen to the Joe Rogan interview?
Yes, I listened to it.
Three hours.
Yeah, but okay.
Kamala Harris couldn't do 5 minutes.
I mean, get ready for President Vance. That's all of it.
Now, Daryl, I think we should remind people that when you and I first started having conversations on this show, you were telling me that you were a big Jeb Bush fan back in the day, right? Wasn't he your candidate?
I wish you could come to my office. I remember, man, one time when Graham came into my office. I mean, that guy was begging. He was crying because he was having a problem with his Senate. He needed money bad. This guy needed money bad.
Lindsey Graham.
He was finished.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham, yeah, he was. He come in my office. He was
because you have a business in South Carolina, right?
That's where my business is at, South Carolina. He was crying for money, and I tell you, man, I was like, man, please get up off the floor. Get off the floor. And Graham. A lot of stuff you guys don't know about Graham. You know, Graham and John McCain was buddies.
Graham asked my wife out one time. I know a lot about Lindsey Graham.
He also asked out a former coworker of mine.
I remember that.
Well, she was my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, I remember that. But Graham, I'm telling you, Graham and John McCain was buddies.
I know.
They was buddies. This is the story in South Carolina. When John McCain passed away, you know, and everything, all this stuff was done, Trump then told Graham, hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to come out and we're going to tell everybody that you are living the alternative lifestyle. If you don't get on board. And that's when Graham got on board, bro.
I don't know, Daryl. I got to run, man. I'm running over here, but I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know I still love you, bro. Ever since Sunday night, you remember? When you
I do. You used to start calling me when I was doing the Sunday night show, Daryl. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been following you ever since, man. But anyway, hey, congratulations.
Yep.
And I tell you, everybody else, but it's cool. But I'll tell you, because the first time Trump got in office, I lost my gardener. My house in Wildwood, it ain't been the same.
You're killing
my wife. She been crying because I don't know what her and the gardener had going on.
Daryl, I gotta run.
Been the same. Yep, have a good one. Man.
Yep, I'll see you, buddy. He's killing me.
You know what? He listens. He clearly doesn't agree with us, but I respect the fact that he's willing to have the conversation, and he congratulated us on our win.
He does listen, and he's been calling in for 14 years now. I remember on my Sunday night show, he used to call me years ago, and we talked about his business and Jeb Bush and all that stuff. So, yeah, he was never going to be a Trump fan, I don't think. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Ethan. Stay tuned for that. Next hour, Steve Rupp, president of Missouri Right to Life, and the fallout from Amendment 3 passing. We'll be back.
happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, it's a slow news day, Mark. That's what this is.
I was wondering.
Tourists eager to visit the Trevi Fountain in Rome may be a little disappointed. The iconic fountain is being drained for maintenance, so people are having to toss their coins over a plastic barrier and into a makeshift pool
front of the fountain. That will not have the same effect. I tossed coins in, my wife and I, the last time we were there last year. So
I bet that people go to Rome specifically because they want to see the Trevi Fountain and have that experience of tossing the coin.
Well,
and
I'm sure it's
disappointed.
Besides the Colosseum, that's probably part of the reason they go.
Gelato
but everybody
every corner.
Walks
that's
by
true.
There. Yeah, exactly.
But that's one of the stops for sure.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to Rome, you're going to go there.
You got
to
go see it.
I didn't throw a coin in last time.
Because you didn't want to go back?
I didn't want to go back.
By the way, they give all that money to, I think, a Catholic charity.
Mm-hmm.
Well over $1 million. Was it $15
million? $1.5 million.
$1.5 million. Okay, I'm missing the decimal, and that makes a big difference.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
We're punchy today.
I'll say, today's a good day. There were some new buyers in France. They bought a new house. They were doing some renovations, and they went up into the attic, and they discovered something strange. It was the previous owner's body.
Oh, nice.
Sitting up in there. The homeowner, who had disappeared in 2009 at the age of 81, they didn't know where he went. His wife kept living at the house until she died in 2020, and then that prompted the sale. So apparently this guy went up there and committed suicide, and they didn't know.
Oh.
No.
Which is not a good thing, but...
Didn't, like, the smell didn't,
that's
like, tip her
but
off at some point?
That was my first
but
question.
But she was in her 70s, too, so...
What, so she can't smell after she passes 70?
Do you know how
so
much
I think my husband has,
old people put on?
Has abandoned me, and I'll just keep taking his
old.
Pension.
Maybe she had a lot of cats.
I mean, that is your fear, though, when you move to a new house. You're like, all right, what happened here? Because I would not want to live in a home if I found out something like that happened.
Sue, what are they supposed to disclose?
Well, you don't have to say anything like that. Really, you just have to talk about if your house was a meth lab. That's not a place.
Oh, yeah.
So there can be human remains in the house, and that's fine.
Well, no, but I mean, if there was a murder at a house and the owner knew it, they don't have to disclose that to the
Well, there's nothing on the seller's disclosure that says, was someone killed here?
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you could ask specifically if that bothered you.
Yeah.
But think of how old the houses are, the housing stock in St. Louis.
Carl,
odds are somebody's died there.
my house is from the 1940s.
Yes.
So probably somebody.
Probably.
Even from old age. Dead people.
Yes.
So I've got a story about a guy. His name was Thomas Kraut. He's 59 years old. He lives in Norway. And all the doctors that he went to said that he was super overweight. Okay? So he was a little chunky like me, let's say. They started prescribing him Ozempic for his obesity. However, after his stomach continued to grow despite the weight loss efforts, a closer examination revealed that he had a 60-pound malignant tumor growing in his stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
He had been misdiagnosed with type 2 diabetes and obesity since 2012, with doctors focusing on weight loss treatments instead of looking for the real thing. They only found it because they were going in and putting one of the gastric sleeves over him, and they found this giant tumor.
How do you miss
it's
a 60-pound
malignant?
Tumor?
Malignant.
Tumor. Oh.
You should see this thing. There's pictures of it. It
is he alive?
Huge. Oh, yeah.
He survived it.
Oh, yeah. They took it out. He's, like, slim now. He looks good.
That is
He's like Jared from Subway without having to eat all the subs.
Heck yes, or go to prison.
Sentence.
All right, we're going to check in with Evan Brown with the latest on the national polls coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.